by faith. And one of the chapters we're going to be looking at this year on Sunday nights or wherever the Lord leads is the different characters and what they did by faith. We are, just so you know, we are going to be having a short break after this message, and we're going to come back for the second half of the service. So we are going to have a short break here right at the end of this message. Let's see here, Hebrews chapter number 11. We know this. People call this the Hall of Faith. There's some great passages of Scripture in here. What we're going to look at for 2018 is instead of living by sight, we want to live by faith. And this idea of by faith, and over, I think there's it was 12 to 18 different times you see the words by faith. It starts in verse number 4, by faith Abel. Verse number 5, by faith Enoch. Verse number 7, by faith Noah. Verse number 8, by faith Abraham. And then it just continues on and continues on and continues on. If you go to chapter number 10 and verse number 38, it says, now the just shall live by faith. And, you know, we live in a world today that's full of technology. We see everything. Everything is broadcasted. You see any and everything that happens. The media follows around people. They think it's important to know what people eat and drink and what they're doing all the time, taking pictures, how many times, you know, this happens or how many times they, it's everything is done by sight today. I saw that. I saw that. Did you see that? Did you see that? You don't have a lot of just listening nowadays. I know some do, but most of the time it's by sight. I want you to understand that God intends for our Christian lives to be lived by faith, not by sight. That's what it says in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 38. So this afternoon, we have a lot of things planned for this year, when it comes to sermon series to help this idea of by faith. And, you know, we should walk by faith. We should live by faith. We should give by faith. There's all types of things, but it should be done by faith, not by sight. You say, well, why is that important? Well, look what it says in verse number 6 in chapter number 11. This will be our theme verse for the year. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So this year, it's my desire, as it is every year, but this year especially, as we look and remember 2017 and remember the successes and maybe some of the failures. We look at the things we wanted to do for God and maybe we just didn't get around to. And we look forward to 2018 and say, you know what? I want to please God with my life. Isn't that what we want? I mean, that's what I want. Isn't that what you want with your life? You want God to be pleased with what we do. I mean, we spend a lot of time. We spend effort here at the church. We come, you're sitting here. And what, depending on who you are, you're either sitting in the cold or sitting in the heat because hardly anybody's comfortable. You come and you spend hours on a Sunday and you spend time on a Wednesday night. Some go out and outreach. They spend time doing that. We spend time reading this book. We spend time praying and we want God to be pleased with what we're doing. If not, just don't do it. We give of our income because we want to please the Lord because it's what we're supposed to do. And the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter number 11, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And as we go through this book and through these chapters, and even going to go back in chapter number 10 a little bit and just look at these passages of scripture, these men and these women, it says, by faith, they took this step. And I think that in our lives, we got to understand a few things, and let's define faith for a few minutes. And this, that's what we're going to do this afternoon, titled Night. The message is defining faith, or having a better understanding, a little bit better understanding of faith, because obviously we're not going to get all done today. Look what it says in verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing and trusting in God. It's the things that we hope for. You know, we're hoping for the day that Christ is going to return. We hope, and our hope is based in a foundation of the Word of God and all the promises that God has already answered and all the prophecies that God's already answered. We have a strong foundation in faith based on His Word and on Jesus Christ. We're looking forward to the day He returns. We're looking forward to that home in heaven. But when I read this passage of Scripture, it defines some things about faith. And three things I'd like for you to think about today is when you're defining faith, biblical faith, and that's what we want to have, is biblical faith does not make common sense sometimes. Biblical faith does not make common sense sometimes. You read through this passage of scripture and some of the things just does not make sense. You think in verse number 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. He built a boat and it hadn't even rained yet. Now, that would be against common sense. It had never rained before. Did it really make sense for Abraham or Abram at this point in his life to leave his homeland, to leave his comforts, to leave his family behind, to go to a new destination? You say, people do that all the time. God didn't tell him where he was going to go. But the Bible says here in the scripture, it says, by faith, Abraham followed where God told him to go, even though he did not reveal where he was supposed to go. And you think about Abram and the story of Abram and how he became Abraham. Think about how ridiculous it was for him to believe that he was going to have a child and at 100 and Sarah was going to be in 90, or at least around that age period. I mean, that's by faith. It doesn't always make sense to us, but we must learn to believe and trust God and his word. It's not a blind faith because we know it's truth, and we know it's truth because of the, you know, history agrees with the Bible and science agrees with the Bible and all the prophecies are true. By faith, Abraham even went to sacrifice his own son. I mean, that doesn't make any common sense to you. You might want to kill your kids sometime, but you don't think about sacrificing them. The killing your kids was a joke. You know, sometimes, you guys, a tough audience. Yeah. But you think about, go down to the story about Moses and you consider what Moses' parents did. Look what it says in verse number 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. You know, what type of comments? Who in the world goes and puts their child in a little ark boat thing and pushes them off and never sees them again and leaves his older sister to watch? You know, doesn't make sense. And when we think about our Christian lives sometimes, the things that God asks us to do maybe doesn't make sense. You know, forgiving people. I'm still trying to figure that one out because it's so much more fun being bitter. But it doesn't help. The Bible says that you're supposed to forgive. You know, you're supposed to give 10% of your income or your tithe. That doesn't make sense to most people. And then upon that, most people believe that with our faith promise, we give more to missions. And then sometimes we give more to special projects. If you tell people that are unsaved or doesn't love the Lord those things, you know what they're going to say? You're crazy. But that's what faith does not make common sense. You think about those that maybe put their children in a Christian school or homeschool their children when their taxes already pay public education. You know, that doesn't make sense to some people. Does it make sense that we pray for a loved one to be saved even though they've rejected you over and over and over? Does it make sense to go and tell them about it again? No. But by faith, we believe what God's word makes sense to us more than we believe that what we think makes sense. Our heart, the Bible tells us, is deceitful. The Bible tells us it's desperately wicked, and we like to think about our emotions. We like to think about what we want, and we like to think what's best for us. Like we learned about in Sunday school today, Elimelech took and moved his family over to Moab because that made sense to him. But even though faith, biblical faith, will not always have common sense, it is what God desires for us to have. Now, what missionary is going to go over to a place he doesn't even know anybody to tell them about somebody that they never heard before? That doesn't make sense to people. But you say, well, yeah, we should want to support missionaries, and missionaries should want to go, and we should give, and we should tell people. See, we have that part figured out. Because those are the parts that we're used to hearing and experiencing. The point of us by faith in our own lives is, what about the other areas of our life? Are we living by faith when it comes to our relationships? Are we living by faith when we choose, for the young people, a college, or we choose a career? Are we living by faith the way we work? You know, why run bus routes? We do things by faith. It doesn't make sense to most people. Nobody wants to go. It's by faith. Why do you take a mission trip? Why do you reach out to people who hurt you? And why do you? It's because you do these things by faith. Because you're trusting and believing in God. And it says in verse number 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that is And for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. We must have this understanding of who God is, and we must believe and trust in him by faith that this is God, and then also that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. First thing is, biblical faith does not always agree with common sense. Second thing is, biblical faith is never learned in comfortable surroundings. Biblical faith is never learned in comfortable surroundings. You go back here and you read through these things, and many of these characters are experiencing much hardship where they're at. You think about in verse number 22, but by faith, Joseph, when he died, Joseph had a very difficult and rough life. He learned his faith was tested during that period in time. These heroes of faith many times are found in a tight spot when they exercise their faith. These heroes of faith are people who were willing to let their faith be tested. A faith that cannot be tested, one preacher said, a faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. Faith is not needed when we are comfortable. Faith is not needed when things are going easy, when things are easy and things are going well. Faith is something that we must learn to have when things are uncomfortable, because that is when God will begin to teach us and train us. Last thing is, faith is not man's biblical faith is not man's calculated schemes. Biblical faith is not man's calculated schemes. You think about it, so often we want to, in our own lives, figure out what we should do. This makes sense. That's not faith. This is faith. Believing in what he says, trusting in what he says. And our lives, sometimes we get to this point, well, I don't know why I can't date this individual. I don't know why this person can't be my friend. And people try to scheme their way around. Okay, if I give this to the church and God doesn't come through, then I can go use my credit card. Or if I go and do this and God doesn't provide, then you try to make schemes for yourself. You go in here and look in the Bible and look in Hebrews chapter number 11. You remember the man Abraham? What did Abraham try to do? When he was getting older, his wife came to him and says, hey, why don't you go into my handmaid? It was like plan B. God told us something. Yeah, we believe God. We trust God. God told us that we were going to do it this way, but he seems to have forgotten us. Let's try to help God along. Let's try to figure God out. Let's try to do things our way so that way God can still get the credit. That's not how God works. That's not what. Remember, the just shall walk by faith, not by sight. And even though it may not always make sense, and even though it may not always be comfortable, we see when we try to do things our own self, we have the problems like Ishmael. Ishmael was the plan B. In the human scheme of things, it ended up in a disaster with consequences that still affect us today. Jacob also tried to tinker around with God and God's plans. Now, I come to this point, and as I think about 2018, I'm just wondering how many of us are truly living by faith. In your life, as you consider how you serve and how you give and how faithful you are, how you raise your children, how you have your relationships with your husband and wives, all those different areas, are we doing it by faith? Well, it makes sense to do it this way. Is that what God says? It makes sense, you know, children, they're told today to, you know, obey your parents if they want to sometimes. You watch them on TV, you don't have a lot of respectful, honoring parents and the kids. You know, they don't live right. You know, no, what's faith say? What's God's word say? By faith, are you living by faith today? And so the challenge is today, are you living by faith, and to make a commitment today? I want to, in 2018, to live by faith. I want to, in 2018, I want to please the Lord. 2008, I want to pay attention and stop doing what's right, I think is right, and do what God's told me to do. I want to give God a chance. I want to believe and take him at his word, and I want to trust in him. In the Luke chapter 18, verse 8, the Bible says, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. And someday, when we're in the book of Luke, we're going to get to that and explain it a little bit better. But if God looked at your life, would he find faith? I'm not talking about if you found somebody who was serving God and who someone was giving and who someone was doing this, this, and this. Nowhere does it say that we get to a comfortable spot and we stop living by faith. We just kind of cruise into the... That's not what these guys did. Abraham had a ton of stuff, but Abraham still lived by faith. Abraham already had Isaac. Abraham already had all the men servants and the maid servants. And he got older and God says, I want you to take Isaac up to the mount. So many times that when times are hard and times are tough, we say, okay, I'm living by faith, because you don't have a choice. But I'm speaking to a crowd, an audience that many of us are over my age. And many of us are comfortable sometimes in where we live at. And we can speak and we look back and we say, I remember when I had to live by faith, and I'm thankful that sometimes we don't have to live by that faith anymore, is what you might say. But that's not, God never tells you, okay, you see a bank account, you see a position, you see your family's grown, now you can live by sight. It doesn't say that. It says by faith they did this. And Christians, it might not always make sense. It might not always be comfortable. And it might be easier to scheme out what we think we should do. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. We should always be continuing on. We want the next generation to live by faith. We want our kids and our grandkids to live by faith. But are we demonstrating that to them? Are we showing them that, hey, I trust God. That's why I'm going to go to church every service. I believe that His Word says that we should be faithful. I believe that His Word says we should serve. That doesn't make sense to other people. But by faith, He did this. By faith. So I want you to look at your lives and give yourself some thought here. Give your life some thought as we look to 2018. And ask yourself this question. Am I living by faith? And all our decisions might not make sense. People might mock you for them. All of them are not going to be the most comfortable decisions. I know sometimes when people talk to me about their faith promise missions, they don't tell me how much they're going to give. I hear testimonies sometimes that people says, I don't have a clue how we're going to do this, but this is where I think God's leading. That's faith. If you could see it and figure out how to do it ahead of time, that's sight. How many of us really truly live our lives saying, I want to live by faith? But most of us say things, I just don't see how this is going to work. Most of us say, I don't see how that person's ever going to get saved. Most of us will say, I don't see how I can ever have victory over that habit, so I'm not going to even try. Many of us would say, I don't see how we can raise a family that lives for God in a hostile culture. Many might say, I don't see how I can give to missions. The truth is, we're not supposed to see it. We're not supposed to see it. If we can see it, then it's not faith. We're supposed to take it step by step, believing and trusting in Him. I don't think Noah understood completely what it meant, what was going to happen. No, Abram probably didn't understand completely what it meant, that was going to, what happened to him. I know that Joseph and the Jacobs and the Davids and the Gideons and all those people that we look up to and we say, wow, look at what God did through them. It all started right there, by faith. So give yourself consideration today. The life I live today, am I doing it by faith? And I like to develop a lot longer and a lot more to explain what faith is and really truly what biblical faith is. But time's sake and the service, we'll look at this probably next Sunday morning and on Sunday nights for a little while. But ask yourself this question. Am I living by faith? Do I truly live by faith? Or am I living by sight? Let's go ahead and have your heads bowed.